Learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kufnei Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing the din of Mishehichshech Lai Bederech. Somebody's going Erev Shabbos and it's becoming Chashech, it's becoming Shabbos. And he has to know what to do with this Kisei. What you do with this money bag? Chazal, or Mekel, if we're going to tell him, he has to throw it out. Kimlei, Lerabon, and Deinu, Maimon, Al-Mamoinai, and it'll be even Nisha, Deraisam, of Mavad, Al-Amas, Peshasar Adam. And Melee said, various kulis are things that would otherwise be asad, they will make here. For mich, shechashach lay bederech, what to do with this kisei? You give it to a guy, and if you don't have a guy, you can put it on a chamar. And then the Gemara talks about giving it to a shaita, that's the next line. And then a chayrish and a katan, which the Gemara is a shayla, which is better, the chayrish or the katan? Is the chayrish better because the katan is asil lechlal das? Or is the katan better because the chayrish is asil lechlufe begadol? And the Gemara says, ikad yami lechayrish, ikad yami lekatan, which the Pesach can understand, you can do whatever you want. Taisus asks the kasha that if the chayrish is worse because asil lechlufe begadol, so how come earlier we said that a shaita and a katan, you give it to the shaita? Why don't you say that just like a chayrish is worse than a katan, because asil lechlufe begadol, why wouldn't for the same time a shaita be worse than a katan, asil lechlufe begadol? As a fact, Taisus, he doesn't say a teretz. The Marasha says, because the shaita has less das than the chayrish and the katan. The chayrish and the katan has more das than the shaita. So the fact that the shaita has less das, that alone is a reason to be more mekel by a shaita, and we don't reckon with the asil chal das and asil lechlufe begadol, because the shaita has less das. But the chayrish and the katan has a similar amount of das, is a mela, als mit sand the das, they're equal. So then you start clearing, is there a taina that the katan is worse because asil chal das, or the chayrish is worse because asil chlufe begadol? But that's interesting. And the Gemara is the Chayim Mashman that way, that the fact that the Shaita has less das, that makes it that you should give it to the Shaita. The Bach says different. The Bach says that a Shaita, you're not going to be a Chlufi Begadol, because a Shaita is always very nicker that he's a Shaita, and no one's going to mix him up with a Gadol Mashaik. And a Chayrish, it's not so nicker the Chilik, that's why a Chayrish is more of a Svarv Asa Chlufi Begadol than a Shaita. The Gemara says, what if you don't have a Nachri, or a Chamar, or a Chayrish, or a Shaita, or a Katan? So what do you do then? So the Gemara says, you bring it, you mailach it, pachas, midalad amas. So there's an interesting nekud in the Paiskim here, on the sugya of pachas, midalad amas. The Beis Yosef, in Simon Reish Samach Vav, when he brings the din of pachas, midalad amas, brings from a Beni Ruchim that says like this. He says, whenever Chazal say Melicha Pachas Midalan Amis, you have to sit every Pachas Midalan Amis. Because if you don't sit, even if you stood, you stopped, and you didn't walk. But if you didn't actually sit, you chayiv, he says. Because even if you stopped, but it's still called one Halicha. And then he says, even in a Karmel Asura Sada, you chayiv Malkas Midarabana. So here Ben Yeruchim is saying you have to sit, and then the Beis Yosef brings it. And the Rebbeinu Yeruchim says, "Ken kasa mar sar sholim b'tshuva." And the Beis Yosef says, "Ken kasa b'kolbei." And he doesn't bring a day in chalakas. He brings this Rebbeinu Yeruchim, who brings from the sar sholim b'tshuva, and he brings from the kolbei that you have to sit. And he does not bring a day in chalakas. The Darkei Moshe says, "Avol kaman simin shimem ches mashman damidem afsekes." That later in simin shimem ches, it's mashman that standing, stopping is good enough. Now, L'chay the Darkei Moshe is a little bit shver, because the Simen Shimem Ches really just says over a Gemara, early on that Heyam and Beis, where there, it says like this, it says, Teich Dalan Amis, Amad Lafish Patur, L'katev Chayiv. If somebody's going and doing a Yitzav, Dalan Amis, B'shisar Abim, and he stops, he's Amad, he stops, he stands, Teich Dalan Amis, if he's Amad Lafish, if he stops to rest, then he's Patur. And Amad L'katev, if he stops in order to straighten out the load, then he's chayiv. In other words, when you stop to rest, Teich Dalan Amis, so it's not called one haitzah. But if you stop L'katev, then that doesn't count. And then it says, Chutz Dalan Amis, Amad Lafash Chayiv L'katev Pater. If it's Chutz Dalan Amis, if you already walked Dalan Amis, and then you stop to rest, then you chayiv, because that's called a hanacha. If you stop L'katev to straighten out the load, that's not called stopping. So it's not a hanacha, so you're Pater. But Al-Kopanim, you see in the Gemara clearly that when you stop in the middle of the Dalan Amis, if you stop to rest, so then you'll be potter. And that's really all that's brought in Simin Shin Mem Ches. So if in Simin Shin Mem Ches it's mashmanalik ben Yeruchim and the Kolboy, l'chari the Gemara in the Chayim and Days is mashmanat that way. Now the emes l'chari tshver. What is the pshat in Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Kolboy? The Gemara says clearly stopping to rest means that it's not considered a havar of dalanamis. Teich dalanamis amud lafish is potter. And the Magen Avraham asks further, Ben Yeruchim himself quotes the Gemara. It's a Rambam. It's a Gemara. So what's the pshat? So the Magen Avraham says that must be Ben Yeruchim holds that since you're only stopping Kadesh L'Yavu L'Day Isser, he's not like an Oymed Lafush. And that's why he has to sit. But he brings his Arashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin, which says Mefurish that even if he just stands, Oymed Lafush is good enough. Now, there is a machlokes in the Pesukim of Ben Yeruchim meant it midaraisa or midarabanan. The Levush, when he brings down this halacha, and he says, when you go pachas pachas da'amis, he says you have to put it down on the floor, or you have to sit down. But if you don't put it down on the floor, and you don't sit down, yesh aimrim, shamal kanaisi midarabanan, v'loi minatayra, she'ein ze hanocha gemura. It's not hanocha gemura until you put it on the floor or you sit. It sounds like, from the Levush, that it's a din derabanan. But the Eliyahu Rambam says, on the Levush, that he would neman avadir ben Yeruchim means it's a din deraisa. That's why originally when he said, if you didn't sit down, you just stood, yechayiv, he means yechayiv midaraisa. When he says later, yamalka malkas midarabanan, he's going on the case of Carmelis and Sada. There, it's only derabanan, because the whole Eitzada is derabanan. But the etzim din, that standing is nana hanocha, Rabbein Yeruchim is mashmi sedin deraisa. Now, lechayer, particularly if you hold Rabbein Yeruchim means deraisa, like the mashmoy is dvarav, and like the Eliyahu Rambam learns, it would seem to me the chakira is, when the Gemara makes a chilutin oimed lafish and oimed lekatev, is the pshat that when any time you oimed lekatev, the reason why you stop is to readjust the load. So the whole purpose of the stopping is to facilitate a further carrying. That's not called stopping, that's not called nahanacha. Mashengen, if I stop for any other reason, as opposed to facilitating the load, that's already hanacha. Now, the main point is, an amida is called nahanacha, but amida lekatef, that makes it ois hanacha, because I'm doing it lekatef, stopping in order to go further, that's not called stopping. But stopping for any other reason is called stopping, it's called nahanacha. Or do you say fakert? Amida really is not nahanacha. You need dafka amida lafush. When you stop to rest, that's anacha. But if you're not resting, you're stopping because you're murchuch to stop. But it's not the pshat that you're stopping to rest. In other words, you're resting, you're deciding, you don't want to go anymore. You're just stopping because you have to stop. That's not called anacha. It's aimed lekatef dafka. And anything which is not lekatef is anacha. Or it's aimed lafush dafka. Anything which is not lafush is not anacha. The Chazinish in Simon Samach Beis of Kandal, it says that Avada the word is Lakatev. So why do we use the word of Oymed Lafush? Because it's the Rebusa Ketani. If you stop neither Lafush nor Lakatev, it's Pashat, it's Anacha. But you would think that Lafush is also in order to facilitate going further. You're stopping because you want to take a break. You can't go straight. You want to take a single break. But this taking the break, Gufa, is to facilitate further. Kamashla, no. As long as it's not Mamish Lakatev, that's also called Anacha. But Kol Shekin, if it's not even Lafush. But that would be L'chai, not like the Shabbeinu Yeruchim. See, the Mishnah and Sharetzin and Simon Shin Mem Tes, that this Alacha Mishav Shech and Simon Reish Samag Vav, but later in Simon Shin Mem Tes, when we're discussing the din of Dalan Amis, and it says, the Asul Ha'el Ha'chev, it's Pachas, Pachas, Medalan Amis, it's an Issa Der Abanan. So the Sharetzin says that any time you stop in the middle of Dalan Amis, when you're not Lekatev, that's called the Hanacha. He says it's nearer bar that way. He brings Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But he says he has two rayas from our sugya, not like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. One raya is, because when the Gemara discusses the animal, and the Gemara asks the Kasha, how are you allowed to use the animal to carry the chayfetz, it should be a problem of Mursasaka Malacha Atavem Techa. So Gemara says that you only put it on the animal when it's moving, so male is no akira. So the Gemara says, but what do you mean? It's going to stop lahash din mayim lahat al glolim, and then there'll be an akir nanacha afterwards. So the Gemara says that any time it stops, you take it off, and then you put it back on when it starts moving again. That's the Gemara. So Zak the Mishiru, you see clearly when it stopped, Ashtemayim Lat the Glolim, that's called Hanacha, even though it didn't stop Lafush. So that Raya, I'm not 100% sure about, because maybe if it stops to do something, like Ashtemayim Lat the Glolim, that is the same din as Lafush, as opposed if it stops, or if a person stops because he has to stop, but not that he wants to do anything, it's just like Mukhrich to stop, maybe that's not good enough. But the answer right from the end of the sugya. The Gemara at the end of the sugya brings the Maimra that somebody who has Kavilosim Menachas Le'al Ksefai, if someone has his backpack on his shoulders, so Ratz Tachteh Shemegil Levesai. So he could run, he can make one dash for it. Why? Because he made the Akira Mibaydiyim, and he didn't make any Akira Nanacha the entire time. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, though, Saif Saif, Kimata Lebesi, Efshaloi Koi Purta, Vikamael Meshisaram Meshisayachid. When he gets to his house, he's going to be stopping for a little bit, and then there'll be a problem of Ma'ail Meshisaram Meshisayachid. So there, he's not stopping Lafush, he's stopping because he has to stop, because he has to open the door. And that's not Lafush. And you see clearly that that's called the Hanacha. Even though it's not lafush. Vaishdais, as long as it's not lakatef, it would be called the anacha. So Zag the Sharat Sin, the Divir Ben Yeruchim Tzvi Chimiyan. That's very interesting. The Beis Yosef brings the Ben Yeruchim and the Kolboi, these are Rishenim. And the Mishavurah says it's Pashat not that way, because of these two Rayas from the Gemara. Even though you don't see with the clerk and anyone argues, yet the Magen Avraham brought the Rashi and Avodah Zarah. And the Darki Moshe seems to argue, because he says that in Shimem Ches, we don't paskin that way, even though I don't understand the Darki Moshe that well, because in Shimem Ches always says that Ayman Lafush is Patin, that's the Gemara. Elamai going to be Mechalik, like the Magen Avraham, that you're not being Ayman Lafush here, so there's no Raya from Simon Shimem Ches. You see, then the Sharetzim brings the Levush, that Ben Yeruchim Gufa means Miner Abanan, but he says that's also Shver, because where did Ben Yeruchim get an Isidar Abanan from? The Gemara just says, Pachas, Pachas, Medalanam. Mr. Kuntur Ben Yeruchim says, you have to either sit down and put it on the floor, because if not, you'll be even an Issa Derabonin. They didn't allow Pachas, Pachas, Medalanam just by standing. Where does that come from? What's the Makar? It's a Pella. If the Pshad, as he holds, it's not called the Anacha, is very good. But then it would be their Issa. But if you say that it is called the Anacha, that's called the Emelofush. Like the Mishabruz, right? It's Elamites Derabonin. Where did Derabonin come from? Takeshver. See, Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Tamavov was also interesting to me, that he says, he says him, that Pachas Pachas Me'amis means that you just stop for a second, you don't have to sit down, you don't have to put it down. And the Makar that he writes in the Sharasin is a Darki Moshe V'Sharachreinim, the Darki Moshe Taka that we mentioned, that says in Siman Shimem Ches, the Torah didn't hold that way. And then he brings V'Yesh Mechmirim Shesarach Dafka Leishu B'Nitayim Elmiya Chayfetz Lagabi Karka. And that he brings Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and the Taz brings it. Now, it's not only the Taz, the Magen Avraham brings it, the Levush brings it, the Beis Yosef wrote it, and they don't really bring down a Klara other sheet, the Magen Avraham brings the Rashi and Avodah Zarah. Baal Kabbanim, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says him, and the Chazon Ish as well, that even though you didn't stop Lafush, you stopped because you didn't want to go Dalet Amis, but as long as you didn't stop Lakatev, that would be called the Hanacha. Not like Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Kolboi. Now another interesting shtickle in regard to the Mishnah Berurah's Raya from the Gil Lachatzah Chitzayna, where the Gemara asks the Kasha, there he's going to have to stop, the Hechrich he's going to stop. So it's like the Mishnah Berurah Mefurish, that even though he didn't stop Lafush, he stopped because he had to open the door. That's also called the Hanacha. Now this is the Mishnah Berurah's shtickle l'shitasei, because it's the Magen Avraham on the Halacha of the Gil Lachatzah Chitzayna, which the Mishnah says. When you reach the Chatzah Chitzayna, so you take off the Kalim and Nitlim B'Shabbos, and as far as the Kalim She'ena Nitlim, matters the Sakim V'Hinayflim. So when the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha in Siftes and Simreish Samachvav, the Magen Avraham asks the Kashem, then why don't you have the problem, like the Gemara says, Legabe the Chavila, that you run until you get to the house, but the Gemara asks the Kashem, well, you're going to have to stop. So the Gemara says, okay, you'll do a Kalachayat. And Taisus asked for the Tema, that the Gemara should have asked that Kasha on Pachas Pachas Medal and Amis as well. You're going Pachas Pachas Medal and Amis, but when you get to the last thing, now you have to bring it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, which is an Issa Deraisa. So how are you going to manage that? The Gemara should have asked the same kasha. You could say the same teretz. You do that kalachiyad, and that's really what the Paiskim say. That legabi pachas medal ramis. Also, when you get to the chatz chitzena, you do it kalachiyad. So the Magen Avraham asks shaila by a behema. What's that? What's it then? What happens by a behema? How are you going to get the behema from Rishus Aram to Rishus Ayachid? So the Magen Avraham says it's sarach leiman the gab behemta leyachmiru kol kach. You have to say by behema they weren't machmir so much. So the Prima Gadim says, the Pella, what do you mean they weren't machmir so much? We're dealing with an Issa Deraisa. They would never matter an Issa Deraisa when it comes to Hefsid Mammon. So what do you mean Leichmir Kol Kach? So the Prima Gadim says, Vaistais, that when you stop to open the door, that's like an Amid Lekatef. That really is not Ha'anacha. It's just Midar Rabbanan, they consider it Ki'ilu it's Ha'anacha. So that's only Legabi the person that's going. He's going, he's being Ratz with the chavila, or he's going pachas pachas midal and amis, so there, they considered stopping to open the door as if it was a hanacha, and they were machma that you have to do it kalachayad. Mashaykin lahit gabi behema, which is only a issa of mechamer, so there, they were minded al ikir adin, that when you stop to open the door, that's not called the hanacha. And the male, they weren't machma to do it kalachayad. That's how the Prima Gadim learns the Magen Avraham. But the Mishnah Berurah writes about this, that it's a deichik. He says, I am prima gunner shenichik ma'ayin. And the Mishnah Berurah writes the Marsha's pshat. The Marsha really also shtels lich on this kasha. Why don't they have this kasha by behema? And the Marsha says, very simple. By behema, the eitza by a kiyun and acha by behema is, like the Gemara says, you take it off kashia medis and you put it down kashia malachis. You could do that by the chatzach itzain as well. Anytime until you get to the actual, to the inside of the chatzar, anytime the behemoth stops, whether it's stopping l'hashtemayim l'hatleglolim, or if it's stopping because you have to open the door, so you take it off, and then when the behemoth goes into the chatzar, behemoth starts walking again, before it goes into the chatzar, then you put it on while it's walking, so again it doesn't have the akira. The only problem the Gemara had was by pachas pachas medal and amnes. We're there, now you're going to have an akira and anacha to the rishus, to the rishus, ram, to rishus ayachid, or by the chavilu menachas al ksefai, where you don't have an Akira altogether once it's Shabbos, but if you're going to stop, then you're going to have an Akira. So then the Gemara has the Shaila. And by Behema, you can do the same process you did before. The Behema never makes an Akira because you always take it off when the Behema stops, and you always put it on after Behema starts going again. The Chayv is such a parsha to Teretz. But it's the Mishnah Berurah l'shitasai, because the Prima Gadim's Teretz, the Prima Gadim's Shana and the Magen Avraham is Behema l'chmir kol kach, Vaisleis is not called the Hanacha. And the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by that. And I imagine this Kasha is, what was the Gemara's Kasha? If Meikir Adin, it's not called the Hanacha. So the Gemara says, Saif, Saif, Kimati Lebesi, Eshlei Koi Purtiv, Kima'al Mashis, Ra'al Mashis, Ayachin. What's the Kasha? Who said? Who said there's Xeris Chachamim on it? The Pasha said, Gemara's Mashin, Ikir Adin, it's Hanacha. I rather thought that maybe the Magen Avraham is also not arguing on this. The Magen Avraham, it's very two things on the Magen Avraham. First of all, what's talking the Magen Avraham's kasha? The Chayyid Marsha says, Pashit, in fact, you know the Magen Avraham learned the Marsha. He quotes Marsha often. The Chayyid says, Pashit the Teretz. And the Pshat is, by Behemah, the Gemara didn't have the kasha. Because by Behemah, you still have that Teretz. That you take it off when it's in Medus, and you put it on when it's Malachas. And also, what's the pshat of Magen Avraham by behema leichmir kol kach l'chay? We're dealing with an issa deraisa. Is that like the prima gadim that the Magen Avraham meant kipshutai? That it's not called the hanacha because it's not called the aymed lafush. So I thought maybe pshat Magen Avraham is different because the bi'alacha shtelzuch already when the Shulchan Aruch brought the din of ha'isa chavilasu menachas al ksefa v'kiddush al avayim. The lashon of the mechaber is, V'chimati lebeise, ki heiched loy koi purta, v'shtakach tukam alma shesiyoche shesiram, zorek lo kalachayat, dayna shaloike derek zvika. In order to make sure that you don't stop for a second, and then you'll be over on going from a shesiram shesiyochid, you should throw it kalachayat. And the Be'alacha brings there, on that Shulchan Aruch, that there's a shayla in the Paiskim, what this means exactly. He says, the Gemara is mashma, you'll have to stop. The problem is, you'll have to stop. says Rav Shosiyachid, the Teretz is, you'll do that kalachayad, but you'll add a stop. But the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is mashma, you don't stop. The Gemara's kasha was, even though you're running and making sure not to stop, but when you get to the end, there's a shash that you'll probably stop. The Teretz says, Chazal told you to do a kalachayad, and that will make sure that you don't stop. But when you stop, you're going to have a problem kalachayad as well. So this is the way the Magen Avraham learnt up that halacha. So it could be this is what the Magen Avraham is bothered with. He's not bothered that the behemoth will stop and then it'll be over on going from Rishus Aram to Rishus Ayachid, because we have an Eitzah for that, like the Marsha, that you could take it off when it's Maleches. But the thing is, by a person, even though the Eitzah is doing a Kalachayad, but they were makbid that even when you do a kalachayad, you should make sure not to stop. So why didn't they have that kpeda by the behemoth also? And that he says, leichmir kolkach. They didn't make the double thing that you shouldn't stop and you should do a b'eifin that's not a kir in the nacha. Tzarechin, if that's a pshat in the Magen Avraham. But I'll call upon him, let's chazer over what we did. We have a sheet of Rabbeinu Yerucham and a kolbei which Beis Yosef rings, and the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Levush, they all bring the sheet that they only matter pachas midal ramis when you sit down in the middle, or you put it down on the ground. Otherwise, it's not called the hanach in the middle. Vexach the kasha, the Magen Avraham asks, it says mefurish, aymed lafush, is pater. You don't have to put it down, you don't have to sit down. And for the Magen Avraham, you need dafka lafush according to Beinu Yerucham. Anything that's not lafush wouldn't be called the hanacha. Now, Shenkin, the Mishnah Berurah, Emzan, and the Chazinish, and the Darkei Moshe's Mashus Way, and Rashi and Avodah Zarah says this, that all you have to do is stop. And Vakeh, it's Oymed Lekatef that's not a hanacha. But anything which is not Oymed Lekatef is a hanacha. The Mishnah Berurah, the Sharetzin, and Simon Shemim Tes brings two rais from our sugya. Lahashtamayim lahatoglolim is called the hanacha, and stopping before the gate is called the hanacha. Although we said the Prima Gadon was saying in the Magen Avraham that stopping before the gate is only hanacha midarabban, and it's not really called the hanacha, but that's a shver pshat. And the kasha of the Magen Avraham, ostensibly, that hakam by behemah, you're not going to have a problem of carrying it from Rishus Aram to Rishus Ayachid. And Rasha says very simple, by behemah you have the same eitzah, why you don't have a problem of carrying a dal amis b'shus aradim, that kishahi amedis, that nait lemenu, kishim malechis, nice knowledge, you could do the same thing when it goes from b'shus aradim to b'shus ayachin. And there, Chagav, you see from here, from Ben Yerucham at least, the Chazanish had a shaila, legabi oimid lafush, I mean legabi oimid lekatef. Oimid lekatef, we say, is not a hanacha. Is that only when you're oimid? The Oymed Lekatef is not called the Hanacha because you're only being Oymed Lekatef. What if you put it down on the ground, Lekatef? Is that called the Hanacha? Is it only a din in Hanacha's Gufo Shmei Hanacha? There you say by Lekatef not? Or is it din Be'etzim? Anytime the Hanacha is Lekatef, that's not called the Hanacha. He also declares, let's say somebody's walking and he's Oymed Lekatef and someone takes it from him when he's being Oymed Lekatef. Is that called an Akira? When you eiker for something in transit, it's not called an akira. Is Oymed Lekatef called this in transit? Well, it's only a din, it doesn't have a shem anacha. Balkapanim, you see from Rabbeinu Yerucham, is saying that when you stop because you don't want it to be the alamas of asachas, you're not doing it lafush, you're just doing it to interrupt the haitzah, and that doesn't count, you have to actually sit down and put it on the ground, you see mefurish, it's dafke a din in anachas gufay. Because even when you sit down and put in the ground, you're also not doing it lafush. Elamai, it's only in dinin anachas gufay, then you need lafush. Now, Shankin, when you sit down and put it on the ground, then you don't need lafush. Now, let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says you can give it to a chayr shayt of a katan. And here we have a machoikis rishainim. Taisus and Amman Aleph, and also the Ramban, and the Rajba, and the Ran, they say like this. Just like by Behema, the Gemara asks the Kasha. How could you put it on the Behema? What happened to the Isser of Atta Ubem Techa? There's an Isser Deiraisa of Mecham Racha Behemtai. And the Gemara's Teretz says, Enechinami, if you put it on the Behema and you allow the Behema to go, so then you'll be over on Mecham, you'll be over an Isser Deiraisa, you can't do that. The case is, you put it on the behemah while it's going, so the behemah didn't do an akira. The behemah is going to stop. Teretz is, when it stops, you'll take it off, and then when it starts going again, you'll put it on as it's going, so again, the behemah won't do an akira. Zag Taisis and the Rishenim, the same thing by Katan. Because there's also an Issa Deraisa for a Katan to do Mulacha for you. So Vaita, you're going to have the same problem. If you can allow the Katan to go and do a Yitzah for you, you'll be even an Issa Deraisa. And Mimela, you're going to have to say the Pshan and the Katan is that you give it to the Katan while he's walking, and when he stops, you take it away from him, the Katan doesn't do an Akira or a Hanacha. Now, there's two possible Isurim you could deal with by a Katan. We spoke about this early in Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. We have a Gemara in Yevamos that talks about Lo Sachilum. Any time you have an Isur, you can't be Safinim B'Yadayim. Katan Eichel Nevelas Ein Bezdim Mitzuvim La'afrishay. If a Katan wants to do an Isur, Bezdim doesn't have to stop him. There's a Shah of the Father has to stop him. Shah of his Gil L'chinach. But I'll go upon him. Ein Bezdim Mitzuvim La'afrishay. But to give the katan miyadayin to each reif, that's an issa of loisachilum. And the Gemara there is mavur. You have that issa by Shabbos as well. The Gemara there discusses Shabbos to allow a katan to do something. That there's an issue of ein bezim mitzuvah lafrishay. You still would have an issa of machilum miyadayin. And then there's another issa, which is nowhere in Shas. Not Bavli, not Yerushalmi, but it is in the Mechilta. The Mechilta on the Pasuk, L'Sasim Olacha Atu Bincha, the Mechilta brings down a din that Yemuzit, the Katan shouldn't do a Malacha. And he brings down the Mishnah of Katan Shabbal Lechabe, saying, Shem Neishi Shivasin Alecha. And Rashi, Alatera, in Yisrael, and the Rabban Alatera also bring down this din of L'Sachil, and that's the Pshad, L'Sasim Olacha Atu Bincha, that's the Pshad in the Pasuk. But the Rambam never brings down this Halacha. The Rambam never brings down the din of Atu Bincha, and other Rambam, the Rambam in Seif Hilchas Macholas Asuris, when he brings down the din of Lo Sachilim, that you can't give a child something asa to eat, he also brings down the din of Chil Shabbos there. So the Rambam seems not to hold of the Issa of Isas Loch Atu Bincha, maybe El the Mechilta is only an Asmachta, and he brings a din that you can't have a Katan be Mechal Shabbos al the din of Lo Sachilim. Now, Ka'amar, we said that the Rishonim, Taisus, the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ran, they hold that here, even by Mishir Shechle B'derech, they're only matter to give it to a Katan. If you give it to him while he's going, he doesn't make an Akir in the Anocha. And the Rishonim, Akorikos, if not, will be Nisa Deraisa. The Shildi Gibarim brings down from the Riyaz, though, that there's no Issa Deraisa. Even though the Mishnah said before that Katan Shabbal Chabais, you have to tell him al tichbe, because to man a katan sha'isa al das aviv, a katan sha'isa al das aviv is nisa derabanan. But to be oivim in deraisa loisachilim, it's only when you dafka tell him to do it. So mele here, you give it to the katan, you don't tell him what to do with it, he understands what to do with it. So mele, that's only in nisa derabanan. And nisa derabanan, they will make up a mishir shechloi b'derech, kadele, it shouldn't come to be oivim nisa deraisa. Now the Magen Mishnah declares to say the same thing in the Rambam, just a little similar, not exactly. The Rambam brings down the regular din of giving it to a Cheir Shait of a Katan, and he doesn't explain that you have to give it to them while they're walking. So the Magen Mishnah is Mesupik. Maybe the Rambam agrees to that, just since the Gemara didn't say Beferish, he didn't bring it, but the Rambam would agree to that. Or maybe the Pshat in the Rambam is, Dafka by Behemi says, there you have a din of Atu Behem Techa. There you have a din of mechamer. So there, it would be aser to have the behemah do the melacha for you. By shenkin by a katan, all you have is din of leisachilim. So here, since you gave him ibayd yoyim, it's not leisachilim. Since you gave it to him while it was still day, it's not leisachilim. So it's similar to the shildi gibayim. But the shildi gibayim is mashma, even if you give it to mechashashaycha, it's not leisachilim, because you didn't tell him what to do with it. The Magen Mishnah's mashman is a chilik. If you give it to me by yayin, then there's no leisachilim. If you give it to me shechashecha, then there would be a leisachilim. See, the Bialacha discusses this also, because interesting. The Mechaber brings down the Yesh Eimrim, this is the Taisus and the Ramban and the Rajba and the Ran, that when you give it to a chayr sheit of a katan, you have to give it ba'ifin, that you only give it to them while they're mahalach, and you take it when they're in it. Zakter amah hagah, That's daf when you give it to them after Chashecha. But if you give it to everybody, yeah, it's not a problem. So the Magen Avraham is very bothered with the Ramah. If Taisus and the Ramban and the Rashi and the Ran are all mefurish, it is a problem. Because they all ask the Kasha from Katan that Habola Chavos, you have to tell them Al Techbet. And they answer that here it's different because you're giving to him Keshuma Halach. It sounds clear that even if you gave it to him in Beid Yom, like the case by Katan Habola Chavos, you b'chal didn't give it to him. He's just doing it Al Das Aviv. And you see that bothered the Rishenim, that when you're doing it Al Das Aviv, there should be an Issa Deraisa. And they answer, because you give it to him Keshuma Halach, it doesn't have an Akirin Anacha. So they all hold that way. And the Magen Mishnah says in the Rambam Fakert, and even the Rambam is not clear. So how could you be seisim to Paskin, like the Rambam who's not clear, keneged the Rishenim and a Mefurish not that way? As I fact the Magen Avraham, I'll only get kasha on the Rambam. But the Bi'alacha, he has another kasha like this. He says, the Rambam is mashma, that if you give it Michashecha, so then he's masking to the Mechaber. That every time the cotton stops, you have to take it away. It's not good enough that the first time you gave the Keshum Halach. Because now that he stopped, now he's going to make an Akira, you have to take it away. You have to make sure he doesn't make an Akira. Mashiach, when he gave him Ibeid Yoim, then you don't have to worry about anything. What's the Chilik? You want to say that the first time you give it to Mashiach, you can't give it to him when he's Ayimit, because that Akira is like Machal B'Yadai. That's the Magen Mishnah. Only when he gave him Ibeid Yoim, it's not Machal B'Yadai. But how about the next Hanoch and Akira? If that's also Machal B'Yadayim, so even B'Yadayim it should be called Machal B'Yadayim. Now it's already Shabbos. Elamai, that has nothing to do with you, that's not Machal B'Yadayim. So why, when you give it to Mishak Shecha, every time he stops, you have to take it away from him. The first time you should give it Keshum Halach, and now the rest shouldn't be Negeya. Says the Chari, you have to say, V'deichek, that the Pshat is, if you give it, at least this is what the Magen Mishnah ends on, if you give it to me by Yadayim, that's b'chol not a machal by Yadayim. If you give it to Mishach Sheikha, so everything he does after you give it to him, that's all called the machal by Yadayim. Abyssal Shver. Malachur, it sounds like, particularly from the Magen Mishnah and the Shulta Gibayim, that this din, that when a Kohen does on Das Aviv, that's not machal by Yadayim. So Mele, if the Issa Deraisa comes mitzad machal by Yadayim, so that's not machal by Yadayim. Mashayin Kain, if you have the din of Lysasa Melacha Atu Ubincha, the Kadan Isa Al Das Aviv, that you'll have even when he just does it Al Das Aviv. So Lachay, that's the site of the Machlekes. The Rishayin particularly, the Raja Rezid Eis Klar, and the Rabban's also Mashman that way. The Rishayin that say that even when you give it to me by Yayim, you have to kasei to be night lemimenu when he's aymin and put it on because you're mahalach, otherwise you're even isa deraisa. The isa deraisa they're referring to is loisasa melach atu mincha, because they hold the drash of the mechilta that there is an isa deraisa. That isa deraisa would apply to a case with isa al das aviv. Masha'en kain, if you didn't give it to him, he just decided himself to do it, loisachilim you wouldn't have. Thus state in the Magen Mishnah and in the Shulta Gibayim, that leisachilim you don't have unless you lehed you told them to do the malacha. I saw in the Achiezer in Chayla Gimel Simon Pe'alef, he's discussing the Shaila, why do you need Atu Ubincha, typically you have leisachilim. And he says in Mahalach, Mamish what was saying, because leisachilim is only when you actually give it to him and you tell him to do it. Atu Ubincha is even if he does an Al-Datcha. And well, that's who explains the Rajbi. The Rajbi starts with leisachilim, and he ends with Atu Ubincha because he wants to be Maisif. Leisachilim is only when you give it to him and tell him to bring it for you. But if he does it on his own, Al Daitcha, then you don't have Leisachilim, but then Al Kapanim, you still would have Atu Mincha, and according to these Yishayim, that would be Nisr Deraisa. That's where they would hold, that you need to always give it, put it when it's Keshu Mahalach, and take it off Keshu Oimid. The Mishnah Berurah fears Ice, Lachari, after you machm like the Magen Avraham, it sounds that the Rishayim Aroma first, that it's us, and they hold it's an Issa Deraisa. But he just says that in a Karmelis, where there it's Taka Klein Issa Derabban, and there you can be Mekel, and give it to a Katan, If you have Misha Hirshachoy Bederech and he has a kiss, and we're not dealing with the Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, we're dealing with the Karmelis, then we could be Mekel and give it to a Katan, since it's a Derabanan, so you would have the Kula that Elisharis Le'asul Le'si Yidal Anamnes.